WTOW News Time is 7:07. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This week was the College Station Fire Department's first response to the 17-story Northgate student housing complex. Interim Fire Chief Eric Hurt says the fact that the kitchen fire in a seventh-floor apartment at the Rise wasn't any worse than it was can be credited to city codes.
Requiring these suppression systems to be in place and the alarm systems to be in place, because without those codes, this could have turned out much different than it did.
Also helping was the timing of Wednesday night's call, which followed the afternoon commute.
Many of the roads in that area have been reworked as part of the development of the Rise and the Stack. So we did not have any access problems, and there wasn't a problem with bystanders being in the way of the fire trucks.
Hertz says firefighters were aided by a walkthrough before the Rise opened. Saturday is the first day to file for next year's elections. In Brazos County, there will be some primaries.
It's expected there will be a primary for County Commission in District 4. Incumbent Irma Cawley and Paul Madison, who's leaving the Bryan City Council, faced each other in 2010, and both have filed their notices of campaign treasurers. By the way, Madison's departure from the council due to term limits has been delayed because his successor is yet to be determined. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she'll propose a runoff election date of December 17 when the council meets November 18. Back to Brazos County races. So far, there are five candidates wanting to succeed the retiring Precinct 3 Justice of the Peace, George Boyette. They are Rick Hill, Rick Vessel, Larry Johnson, Jim Cashin, and Mickey Posey. And two candidates for Constable in Precinct 3 have named treasurers, Rick Starnes and Joe Ingram. Other incumbents who have filed their treasurer notices are County Judge Dwayne Peters, District 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina, County Clerk Karen McQueen, and Constables Donald Lampo in Precinct 2 and Isaac Butler in Precinct 4. Two other treasurer notices have been filed. Jeff Reeves is seeking his first full term as Constable in Precinct 1, and Gene Phelps is seeking the JP position in Precinct 1. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Suddenlink customers in the Twin Cities are being notified about price changes. Officials say they vary depending on the types of services. Adjustments were necessary due to a variety of factors, including the rising cost of television programming. Suddenlink says they are absorbing some of the 14% increase being charged by basic cable networks, which is approximately 7 times above the rate of inflation. Suddenlink encourages bundling 2 or more services, which is currently done by more than 6 out of 10 customers. Price changes are effective with December bills. The public libraries in Bryan and College Station are holding a literacy carnival Sunday afternoon. Bobby Pennington with the Claremounts Library says adults will learn more about the importance of reading to young children.
Reading every day is the most important factor in reading achievement for your child, even a young child. Before they go into school, there are 6 early literacy skills that they have to master before they're ready to read, and we want to share that information.
A variety of activities are also planned for all ages.
They're going to have booths and tents with fun reading activities and literacy activities like games and things like that.
The carnival is Sunday from 2 until 6 at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. Next year's midterm elections could impact Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan talked about the possibility of the Senate returning to a Republican majority and the GOP staying in control of the House.
We wouldn't be able to pass any legislation to, for instance, repeal Obamacare and replace it with something new. But what you could do is you change the funding for everything in the federal government. And the purse strings, to the extent you can't change the law, you change the way laws are implemented by starving the bureaucrats that implement them.
Flores says coming quickly is a 1-year delay in the deadline for individuals to sign up for Obamacare, and that Congress and the White House are subject to the same regulations. The state of Texas is getting more than $5 million of Obamacare money, part of $150 million nationwide. to serve more than 1 million Americans.
The money is part of the Affordable Care Act and will go to help support local community health centers.
In Texas, 10 community health centers were awarded more than $5.6 million, and we hope that that money will help them serve an additional 46,000-plus patients.
That's Martin Kramer of Health and Human Services. Texas health centers served more than 1 million patients last year, the majority uninsured. Almost half of the money is heading to three community health centers in Houston. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And a national group representing first responders and dispatchers says 2/3 of all wireless 911 calls in Texas don't provide enough location information for the caller, violating federal requirements. The Find Me 911 Coalition reviewed data that shows the rate of Texas wireless emergency callers with detailed location information has fallen by about half since 2011. Most of the calls only show the location of the cell tower where the call originated. The coalition says FCC rules require wireless calls to have location information to aid first responders in an emergency. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms. Come out every Saturday for orchard tours. Gather around for a wine tasting to experience Texas wines and pair them with your favorite pecan delicacies. Take home a delicious handmade pie like pumpkin pecan, chocolate pecan, and the classic Royalty Pecan Pie. Pick up toffee, pralines, breads, wines, and other gourmet foods for your holiday gifts and get-togethers. Also, shop online at royaltypecans.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, join in for the annual Roman Bacchanal. When in Rome, do as the Romans and don your toga for the world's largest toga contest. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. A national website recently named Blinn one of the top community colleges in the state of Texas. And Blinn transfers more students to four-year universities than any other school in the state. Check out our new 8-week and online courses, as well as workforce and technical training offerings. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Moisture starting to flow back into Texas from the south and west. Satellite photos this morning showing patchy cloudiness drifting across the state. We'll have partial sun at times through these clouds, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 50 to 55. A mixture of clouds and some sun tomorrow. Highs near 70. Partly cloudy, 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds and some occasional sunshine Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Zach Taylor's got our high school football report. Johnny Manziel sat down with 12th Man TV and a couple games in the with top 10 ramifications last night. All that and more with sports. We'll do that for you at about 7:52.
So a guy named Dick Metcalf, editor at Guns and Ammo Magazine, was an editor at Guns and Ammo Magazine.
Until?
Well, he wrote a column suggesting that some common sense gun regulations might be a good thing. Gun people very, very unhappy about that. In the column, he said that it is not true that any regulation of guns is automatically an infringement of the Second Amendment. He said, quote, I don't think that requiring 16 hours of training to qualify for a concealed carry license is infringement in and of itself, but that's just me, end quote. Now, I haven't seen the entire article, but I'm just telling you, pretty much unrelenting flood of stories on Facebook about this. You search on Twitter for Metcalf's name, showed a whole bunch of anger, and Breitbart got onto this thing. As a result, Jim Baquette, who is the publisher, or the editor, published an apology. Mr. Metcalf has been fired. I don't know. On the surface, I don't have a concealed carry license, but I could see that a little bit of training is a good thing, and most of the people that I know that believe in gun rights believe that training is an important thing.
Hey, I got a concealed carry license, and it was hard work, you know, but I think I like knowing that everyone else had to work that hard to get the license, because it's a big deal, you know. You don't shoot a gun lightly.
No, you don't.
Unless you're an idiot.
You don't, yeah, absolutely. So, there you are. That's at least one guy and what happened to him. The world's public forum officially went public yesterday. Did you see that? Of course, Twitter. Their shares closed slightly lower than they did at the opening. Now, New York Stock Exchange, about $45.10 is where it opened. That's higher than the $26 that the company had expected. Now, it doesn't really matter because none of us, nor anybody who's listening, probably had a shot at this, okay? It's the one percenters who get a chance to hop onto this thing. But here's how this little bit of trickery worked. Since the initial public offering was $26, the banks that underwrite this and the institutional investors, the ones who buy tons and tons and tons and participate in this kind of thing, enjoyed a healthy 72% increase. Aha. But again, that's not us. As for the company, they raised about $2 billion in new capital. And if they weren't before, there's a whole bunch of people walking around there at Twitter who are worth a ton of money now.
Yeah.
I mean, a ton of money. So
bucket loads.
Yeah. And again, that's fine. Got a good idea, so that works. All right, here we go. It's Rights for Your Children Day. The suburban Kansas City mom with a 13-year-old boy who says her son was suspended from school indefinitely because he refused the assistant principal's order to stop wearing a purse.
Yeah, that's a hill I want to die on.
A purse, yeah, exactly. Let's go here. Hello.
Yeah, you said that man got fired for writing an opinion piece on gun rights?
Yes, yes.
And did. Sebelius and Tavenner. And,
well, now, don't start that now. That's Kathleen Sebelius now. She's part of the Obama administration. She's doing a fine job there, Brownie. No, wait, there's a quote today in one of the political websites that Obama is talking about what a great job Sebelius is doing, which probably is the first step to say she's out the door. Now, so here's the deal. The boy who's bringing the purse to school, Skylar Davis, his mom, Leslie Willis, says that the eighth grader had been bringing his colorful Vera Bradley shoulder bag to school with him every day for weeks, and isn't exactly sure why the officials at the school suddenly decided that it was not a good idea. Skylar says that he was called to the office where some person with a tie and a title told him to lose the bag. He wouldn't. They suspended him. That's pretty much the extent of it, according to the mom. Now, a review of the school district's handbook for students shows there is no formal ban on purses. And so mom says that girls at school are allowed to wear them, so why shouldn't her son? You know, you're right. That's probably fine if your son wants to bring a purse to school. Just know that you're pretty much asking for trouble.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't be mad if something comes up.
At some point, doesn't that little common sense thing in there go, yeah, you know, that whole idea about self-expression around a bunch of kids who are...
Just because we can do something doesn't mean we should
that's very much, yes, very much true. And again, remember, you know, the idea that kids at that age...
are mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're basically going to go ahead and draw the lines, okay? When you're 13 years old, first of all, isn't this child going through enough just being 13 years old and going to public school? Excuse me, going to school, not just public school. But then to go ahead and draw attention to yourself day in and day out with the Vera Bradley bag. Hello?
You know, I'm beginning to wonder when some sanity is going to return to some of these school districts. The case of those two kids that were suspended for the rest of the year for playing with Nerf guns in their own yard is ridiculous.
Yeah, that one, well, I remember that one.
Yeah.
And again, we certainly hear about those that are out there. And of course, we've had the ones about, you know, shaping your hand like a gun and making bang noises.
And the Pop-Tart.
That's right, the kid who ate the Pop-Tart until it was shaped like a gun. Anyway, the school has so far refused to comment on the story. Mom says she was told that her son would not be allowed back until he gives in, something he isn't planning on doing anytime soon. So there we go.
Let's just all be as hard-headed as we can.
Let's take that in there.
Just act stupid.
See if we can fix that for us.
That's how you go far in life and be successful.
See, now in Japan, however, everything is better. They've solved all their problems over there. I know because researchers have now developed a robot that wins at rock, paper, scissors every time. Yeah, man, let's talk about what's important in life, right?
Everybody's got to have a goal.
Yeah, that's true. It's the Janken robot. That's what it's called. The deal is it basically can move faster than the human hand.
Mm.
And so what happens is this robot uses a camera and this high-speed recognition software that it has that we don't have in our brains. And technically, it cheats. Because it actually waits to see what the opponent is doing, and then as it sees the way that you move your hand, it can move faster.
Oh.
1 millisecond, in fact, so that it always has the right answer.
Could you try to fake it out?
Well, that's what I was thinking, is maybe do you do a little pump fake thing, and then you come back on it.
And what does he do to, you know, when you do the bomb?
But I saw an ultra slow motion of it, and it does pretty well. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
You know, the real problem is that purse didn't match his shoes.
Physicians Club, Thrive Home Healthcare, and St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. We're searching for volunteers to help with construction, baking, decorating, visitors, and traffic control from November 11th to December 14th. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or volunteering, please visit our webpage at www.traditionsclub.com/gingerbread. Email gingerbread@traditionsclub.com or contact Traditions Club at 979-779-1007.
I was speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available Entune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $269 a month for 36 months with $2499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states since 12/2/13.
Good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion up to $2,000 off. on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278. High temperature today around 68 with a low of 48. A little 20% chance of showers for Saturday, a high of 73 and a low of 53, and we'll continue those temperatures all the way through Tuesday anyhow. Right now the winds are out of the northeast at 3, 74% relative humidity, fair skies, and we have 52.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, now that the off-year election cycle's out of the way, time to gear up for the 2014 midterms. Judging strictly by how many seats they have to defend, the Democrats are vulnerable, in theory, to lose their majority in the Senate. Republicans, again in theory, should be in a strong position to maintain their House majority. Now, for millions, 2014 is the first chance to hold politicians accountable since Obamacare really started to hurt. That includes everyone who got a cancellation letter from their insurance company. It includes younger workers fired from their full-time jobs who now can only work 29 hours or less, and seniors who've lost their doctors, part of the damage done to Medicaid, not to mention those who thought their health care bill would drop by $2,500. Now, some Democrats see the handwriting on the wall and starting to worry. Senator Mary Landrieu, up for re-election, sponsoring a new bill to make insurance companies cancel all the cancellation letters they sent to people and give them their old health care plans back. But her Senate leader isn't on board. When asked about bringing Landrieu's bill up for a vote, Dingy Harry's response was, we'll have to see. She can take it to the back. Dingy Harry, there's one thing easy to see in time for 2014. Who gave us this Obamacare debacle? Democrats did. Not one Republican voted for it. It's yours. You own it, and it's going to be hung around your neck politically, speaking of course.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, a step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
7:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. All systems worked to put out a kitchen fire in the middle of a new 17-story student housing complex located in the Northgate District. College Station Interim Fire Chief Eric Hurt says they were also aided by walking through the rise prior to its opening.
So they would know where all the shutoffs were and connections and layout of the building. So a little pre-planning in advance did a lot to make a very successful response to what it was, our first high-rise residential fire.
Hurt says the evacuation was orderly.
When crews arrived on scene, the two floors above and the floor below and the fire floor were pretty much evacuated at that point.
He says alarms also sounded two floors above and the floor below the fire floor. No one was hurt. December bills for Suddenlink customers will have price changes. A variety of factors are driving the adjustments, including rising costs of equipment, insurance, network expenses for internet service, and a portion of the 14% increase basic cable networks are charging next year. Officials say more than 6 out of 10 Suddenlink customers bundled two or more services, which for others might help offset the upcoming changes and potentially save money. The amount of the increase will depend on the types of services. A date has been proposed for a runoff election for Bryan City Council in single-member District 2.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she'll ask the council on November 18 to hold the election December 17, preceded by early voting. In the general election, there were 501 votes split among three candidates. That's an 8% turnout of the nearly 6,300 who are registered. Paul Madison will continue to serve on the council until there's a winner. Madison's one of two who have named campaign treasurers for next year's election for Brazos County Commission in District 4. Incumbent Irma Cawley is also named a treasurer. Cawley defeated Madison in the 2010 Democratic primary. Other incumbents who have named treasurers are County Judge Dwayne Peters, District 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina, County Clerk Karen McQueen, and Constables Donald Lampo, Rick Starnes, and Isaac Butler. Precinct 1 Constable Jeff Reeves, who was appointed last year, has named a treasurer as he seeks his first full term. Joe Ingram is seeking the Precinct 3 Constable's position held by Starnes, and Gene Phelps is seeking the Justice of the Peace position in Precinct 1. The most activity involves the JP Precinct 3 position being vacated by the retiring George Boyette. Five have named campaign treasurers: Larry Johnson, Jim Cashin, Mickey Posey, Rick Hill, and Rick Vessel. Filing begins on Saturday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Among others who could file for next year's election as early as tomorrow is Nolan Ryan, who has been thinking about a run for state agriculture commissioner.
Incumbent Todd Staples is vacating the office to run for lieutenant governor.
Well, I know there are many candidates in the race, but obviously someone of the stature and name recognition of Nolan Ryan would certainly be a game changer in the race for Commissioner of Agriculture.
Staples and Ryan are longtime friends and political allies.
Well, I think it's 100% chance that it's Nolan's decision, and I am grateful that he's serving as my chair for my lieutenant governor campaign today, but I recognize he has to make his decision on what he thinks his best role is.
Political analysts say Ryan on the ballot would increase voter turnout and provide some long coattails for other candidates. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Governor Perry spent 2 days this week in Iowa continuing to investigate whether he'll run again for president. After losing big in 2012, observers say Perry is pursuing a more methodical approach towards a possible bid in 2016. That included private meetings with political leaders, including Iowa's governor and lieutenant governor, and business groups in the traditional leadoff presidential voting state. Even his close allies say, while not impossible, a comeback from such a steep fall just 2 years ago is very difficult. Raising awareness about illiteracy and doing something about it are the goals of a literacy carnival Sunday afternoon at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. Sponsored by the public libraries in Bryan and College Station, librarian Bobby Pennington says there'll be booths and tents to entertain and educate adults and children.
And they're going to have storytellers at the pavilion all day, and you'll take home a lot of information, but you'll have some fun, too.
Pennington says a key is the reading ability of third graders.
The statistic is the number of prison beds that they plan for in the future are based on how many kids fail the reading test in third grade, which is a scary statistic. It's true.
Organizers are also recruiting volunteers during the carnival, which is Sunday from 2 until 6. and job-related issues associated with the energy industry is an upcoming issue for federal lawmakers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has a bill coming up in the next couple of weeks dealing with the regulation of hydraulic fracturing.
We're having a manufacturing renaissance because we've got affordable, abundant, clean natural gas. And so we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs the last few decades, and now they're coming back because of this energy boom that we're having. And if we regulate hydraulic fracturing the wrong way, then all of a sudden those you lose the gas, and then the manufacturing jobs stay overseas. They don't come back.
Flores says hearings start next week, followed by consideration by the full House the week before Thanksgiving. WTOW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Weather's cooled off a little bit. There's a nip in the air, which means in my case, I don't spend quite as much time outside, which also means I've run through pretty much everything that I've DVR'd. But if you're with Suddenlink, you are in luck because they've got on demand at Suddenlink Channel 1 with 10,000 titles available. Many of them are for free. TVs, movies, all your favorites. Suddenlink has it all. And a lot of new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. Live pay-per-view events in HD. So if you've run through everything you've DVR'd and you're caught up, well, make sure you get your video on demand now. Turbo's coming out this coming week. So is Paranoia. And, of course, the 16th, UFC 167, St. Pierre versus Hendricks. That's all available to you if you're with Suddenlink. And you can get a true bundle, which satellites just can't do. So switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Think of the money you'll save just in time for the holidays when you get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for only $30 a month when you bundle. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Call 1-800-915-1866 or sign up online. It's easier than ever before with a revamped website at suddenlink.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by folks at the United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here are the numbers.
Moisture starting to flow back into Texas from the south and west. Satellite photos this morning showing patchy cloudiness drifting across the state. We'll have partial sun at times through these clouds, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 50 to 55. A mixture of clouds and some sun tomorrow. Highs near 70. Partly cloudy 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds and some occasional sunshine Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It'll be the last time we make that walk around to come out, and it's also the last time that Kyle Field will ever look the way it looks.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the obviously last time Kyle Field's going to look the way it looked. We'll cover that for you, plus the high school football report and two games with four teams all in the top 10 playing football last night in the NCAA. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you in about 12 minutes.
It's time for I Ain't Won Nothing Yet. 695-1620, it basically is what it is. If you ain't won nothing, then you get a chance now. 695-1620.
We can tell them what it is?
No.
Well, I mean, here's a big old bag of nothing, but you won it.
Well, no. They'll win something. I mean, if you haven't won, then, you know, what the heck, right? I mean, going to be picky about it?
Yeah, but if you haven't won nothing, does that imply that you won something?
No.
The double negatives?
No. That's why we call it that. It is what it is. Yeah, you ain't won nothing.
Look, professor.
So, yeah. So, anyway, so we got Nolan Ryan thinking about running for ag commissioner.
Yeah, why not?
He's been selling beef for a long time.
Beef cows.
State of Texas. Okay. Hello.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How about you?
Doing just great. A beautiful Friday morning.
It is kind of nice. We had a nice sunrise this morning. Did you happen to see it?
I surely did.
Yep, that's good. So you ain't won nothing.
I ain't won nothing in a long time.
God, I hate to hear that. That is just a sad way to go through life. I have tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Do you have any interest in that?
Sure do.
Oh, well, okay. That's good for any Sunday, not just this Sunday.
Wow.
But I got to say, the weather's going to be pretty nice this Sunday. So, you know, if you want to do that. Who are you?
This would be a good Sunday to take it up.
It would. Who are you?
I am Juanita.
Juanita who?
With them. Like, either you're with them or without them.
With them. You've
never said that before, have you?
Never.
Never. What do you do, Juanita?
I'm an administrative assistant in the Department of Biochemistry at Texas A&M.
Well, you sound like just a delight to be around, you know?
And you're a winner.
Yeah, and today you are a winner. So now if you can come by here before the end of office hours today at 5 o'clock at the Crystal Park Plaza, we'll have the tickets. And if not, they're good until the Renaissance Festival is over on Sundays, okay?
That'll be great.
Thanks,
y'all.
Have
a great day.
All right, see you,
you
later,
too. What a doll.
Having fun.
There. Absolutely.
Now, Nolan Ryan, it's not like Nolan Ryan hadn't kind of looked at dabbling in politics before, because he's talked about this, and he'd also said that in 2011 he'd be the campaign chairman for Todd Staples, who was the sitting ag commissioner. You know, the great thing is here the bad thing is it'll cheapen Nolan's autograph, because, you know, if he's elected, then he'll be on every gas pump in Texas. You know?
Yes, it will.
He'll have that little sticker with his name on it.
Yep.
That. And so
the new ones anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So anyhow, but yeah, he's been a rancher and you know, he got his line of food out there, his beef. So we'll see, but he'll enter a crowded field. I mean, could you name anybody who is currently running?
No,
I didn't really think so. So
well,
I thought,
wait a minute, is Kinky Friedman running for that?
Well, but that's on the Democrat side, and that's what would be the other part of this that it'd be great.
So it'd be Kinky against Nolan?
I mean, now that
that is
general
Texas
election,
politics.
That would be okay. But of course, the ones who are currently in the race, who now might be rethinking it, be Eric Opila, who's a rancher and attorney, Jay Allen Carnes, who's the mayor of Uvalde, Sid Miller, who's a former state rep, and Tommy Merritt. So they may all be thinking about what they're going to do. Of course, their spokespeople say, well, we're concentrating on getting support from across the state.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course you are. Nolan gets on there. It's going to be like those judges who run whose names are Sam Houston. You know?
Yeah.
You go, oh, I got to vote for him. I know who he is. But Kinky against Nolan Ryan would be
interesting. Certainly sounds fun.
That Hello? Is the Quinchel.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are y'all this morning?
Well,
everybody,
you know,
right?
it's Friday, and most of us don't have to do anything serious as far as work is concerned tomorrow, we don't think. How about you?
I hope I don't have to work tomorrow. Today better be a better day.
Okay. So, what else?
Hey, I've never won anything. I've never even called in.
No,
you, what you got?
What? You've never won anything? We can't do that.
I ain't won nothing.
Oh, I ain't won nothing.
Thank
there
you.
We
yeah.
go.
This is your first time to call in.
Yes, sir.
How long have you listened to the show?
Gosh.
I don't mean today.
Forever. I sure do miss that music in the morning.
I tell you, that's the problem is I got to get back to that. I've been busy. So, you just got a phone at the house? Is that why you're calling or what?
No, I just jumped out of my truck going to work. I thought I'd never call before. Might as well give it a try.
Sure, that's right. Well, I tell you what, you know, what I have for you is actually a choice. You could have Texas A&M women's basketball tickets against Prairie View on Wednesday, or I likewise have tickets for any Sunday that the Texas Renaissance Festival is going on, which is for a few more Sundays. Which of those would you like?
Well, I would love the Renaissance Festival, sir.
All right, very good. Who are you?
Hey, my name's Jeff.
Jeff who?
Monroe.
What do you do, Jeff?
Furniture sales.
All right, good for you. You know, got to have something to sit on and sleep on and all that kind of stuff. You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, Crystal Park Plaza. Thanks a bunch. See you later. Bye. That's not workout music. What is that, Garth Brooks?
Yeah, but he said he music. I picked music.
Oh.
It's not workout
Garth
Tuesday.
Garth Brooks wouldn't pose with our pickle. I don't want to play good.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Wow, somebody has a chip on their
shoulder.
Well,
I do. I got a long time chip on it. I mean,
it's
he wants
he
to come here and he
pickle?
Wouldn't pose with our pickle. He thinks he's too good for our pickle. Is that what that is? Yeah.
How about Brooks and Dunn?
Maybe he misunderstood the question
when you asked
if he would pose with your pickle.
No, actually, she was holding the pickle, I believe, when she asked him, would you pose with this pickle? And he said no. So
we just got something from a listener, wreck at 2818 in Welsh Avenue, right, near A&M Consol, the westbound.
Oh, that's probably not, of course, there's not a good time.
Not
a good time of day for that.
That's going to be a pain in the tuchus.
Now will not be. So a 60-year-old guy named Gary from Phoenix, Arizona, has come up with a pretty ingenious way of getting back the money that he has spent. Gary has written down a request in red marker on each $1 bill that he uses, asking people to return it to him, even writing down his address so it can be mailed back. The message says, please return this bill to me. I am very poor. That's it. He's a retiree, and to this point, he has only written on $1 bills, says they're more likely to be returned.
Right.
Yeah, probably so. He gets back about $2 a day. He makes or saves $60 a month, but sometimes he gets up to 100 of them back. Now, that's pretty interesting. You want money?
That's brilliant.
Ask to have it back. Oh, I hope that's not a trend.
Well, hungry? Yeah. Looking for something different for lunch at an affordable price? Then Ohana Korean Grill is the place for you. And with amazing lunch specials, there's no reason not to try Ohana Korean Grill. Ohana Korean Grill brings a delicious cuisine to your lunch table Monday through Friday, featuring bibimbap and bulgogi tacos, plus more. They even have bubble tea. Dine in, take out, call ahead, you name it, they do it. Go try something new and exciting for lunch, starting at $4.99. Ohana Korean Grill, next to 4.0 and Go on Texas Avenue in College Station. Be sure to check out Ohana Korean Grill on Facebook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to building healthy, thriving families, lots of parents are confused about which is more important, quantity or quality of time. My belief is you really can't have one without the other. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Spending time together is important to relationships. The moments we share with the people closest to us, connecting at a heart level, can turn the dull gray of our everyday routines into beautiful gems. The problem is many families lead hectic lives, and the opportunities to connect can be few and far between. The simple truth is if we wait for family time to pop up on our radar, other priorities will usually get right in the way. More often than not, someone in the family has to be intentional about making family time happen. The more time together we create, the more opportunities we'll have to relate to one another in a meaningful way. It takes quantity to produce quality. Of course, that's not to say simply being in the same room is enough to create stronger ties. If all family members do is spend their time together bickering, they may end up worse off than they were before. The key is to be intentional about polishing everyday moments into the precious gemstones they can be. Quality comes out of quantity when you're determined to be fully present with each other and make the most of those moments. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. And here's Zach Taylor with the high school football report as teams close in on the playoffs.
Starting things off with the 2-7 Bryan Vikings, who are coming off a bye last week. They'll be looking to grab their first district win of the year when they travel to the Woodlands this week to face the College Park Cavaliers. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the matchup.
We talked about it. I was hoping that this district this year we would all be a lot closer, but as it's worn itself down, you know, the Woodlands and Consol and Lufkin still seem to be the best of the group, and the rest of us were pretty close. So I would say that most people are picking this game a 1 point or 2 point either way, and that's kind of where we're at. It should be a pretty even ball game.
An interesting thing about this game is that it will not be played tonight, but tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and since it will be during the Aggie game, broadcast will be on KAGC 1510, not Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The 8-1 Navasota Rattlers will look to cap off their regular season with a perfect district record as they hit the road tonight to take on the 3-6 Taylor Ducks. Here's Rattlers head coach Lee Fedora.
It's a great game because this has a lot of meaning to it. You know, we definitely know we're in the playoffs. We definitely know we got to share the district championship, but like our kids know, they don't like to share it. But Taylor's got a lot to play for, too, because if they win it, they get a share of that district championship, and they're already guaranteed a playoff spot. So this will be a big game tonight.
Kickoff will be at 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. The College Station Cougars are nearing the end of their first varsity season and stand at an impressive 6-2 despite not having any seniors on the squad. Coach Steve Huff says his players are athletic, but it's their ability to play as a team that sets them apart.
You know, we're still young, but at the same time, I do see us maturing. I see us, you know, growing as a team. And the one thing I really like about this group of kids is their team. They like each other. They're fun to be around, and we're seeing that growth. They're kind of becoming, there's a little brotherhood amongst them.
The Cougars will host Prime Prep tonight at 7:30. Also playing this evening are rivals St. Joseph and Brazos Christian. St. Joseph comes in at 7-1, while Brazos Christian is a perfect 8-0 on the year. Kickoff is at 7:30 at Brazos Christian Field. Both Rudder and A&M Consolidated wrapped up their regular seasons last week. The Rangers finished the year winless at 0-10, while the Tigers are 7-2 and waiting to play their first playoff game next week. Don't forget, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And this has been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. As we jump over to the guys in maroon, Aggie football is looking for program win number 700 over Mississippi State. And if they do, they'll just be one of 17 FBS schools that have reached that benchmark. So as we gear up for game day tomorrow, Johnny Manziel sat down with 12th Man TV and gave his impression on the season thus far.
Individually this year, I feel like I've played at a higher level than I have in the past. Continue to work as a quarterback, not as just an athlete. That's continued to show on the field this year. So that was my main goals coming into this year, and through 9 games so far, that's been the case. So hopefully through the next 3 or 4 games where we have, we'll be able to continue to grow.
This will be the last game played at Kyle Field, at least as we know it, and Coach Sumlin shared his thoughts on the significance of this being the last game at, air quotes, old Kyle.
It'll be the last time we make that walk around to come out, and it's also the last time that Kyle Field will ever look the way it looks, and it's really kind of a historic moment for coaches, for players, for fans. I mean, after Saturday at about 5:30, Kyle Field will look completely different forever, and so the ability to play in that game for everybody or coaching that game or be a fan at that game, to me, is a big deal.
Action starts live with the countdown to kickoff from Kyle or the Zone Plaza with Dave South. That starts at 12:30, and the kickoff is at 2:30, all live, of course, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the second straight year, Stanford crushed Oregon's national championship hopes. Tyler Gaffney ran for 157 yards, and number 6 Stanford hammered number 2 Oregon for 3 quarters, building up a 26-0 lead and held on for a 26-20 win over the previously undefeated Ducks. Cardinal head coach David Shaw knew Oregon could score and score quickly if they were going to come back.
We knew they were going to make a run. We didn't know when it was going to be, but that was going to be the difference in the game. If we could stand up to their run or if they were going to be able to overtake us.
A little closer to home at Floyd Casey Stadium, 5th-ranked Baylor won its 12th straight game by dominating 12th-ranked Oklahoma 41-12. They're 8-0 on the season now, Baylor is, and 5-0 in the Big 12. And here's Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty after the big win.
I think what we try to do is just come out and win. Coach Browse says it best, you're in a proven business. And so tonight, you know, it was just our job to come out here and win, and then I'll let you guys decide what statement we have.
Petty threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for 2 more in the victory.
RG3 out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He throws a fade back left to the end zone. Incomplete, and the Minnesota Vikings win!
Vikings outscored Washington 20-3 in the second half and rallied for just their second victory of the year, 37-24 over the Redskins. In the NBA, Steve Blake hit a 3-pointer with 1.3 seconds left to lift L.A. over Houston. 99-88. In the NHL, Rich Peverly's goal with 19 seconds left in overtime gave the Stars a comeback win over Detroit 4-3. And in high school volleyball playoffs, the College Station Lady Cougars volleyball team beat Fairfield to win the area championship. And fourth-ranked Round Rock ended Consol Lady Tigers season in 3 sets last night. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, then, you know, he can do everyday driver work too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it and help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery, and that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there at one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com, and you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 9th, it's buying and selling quality hay. Whether buying hay or selling it, you want the best value for your money. We'll discuss how to make better decisions this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's a big year for Aggie football. Show your Aggie spirit with the ultimate tailgate setup from Party Time Rentals. Being one of the largest rental companies in the area, Party Time has a tailgate specialist to assist you with everything you need for the perfect tailgate, large or small. Tent rentals, fabric liners and flooring, tables, chairs, bars and bar stools, bistro tables, even lounge furniture. Click PartyTimeRentals.com and let your Aggie tailgate fun begin. Also, like us on Facebook.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the